The Gold Coast 92.5 Triple M Bridge and Spider now with Flan, the only place you can get your free tickets to Blues Fest, Byron Bay. Those are after 8 with Triple M's Rock Poetry. It's 7:24, an hour later on the Tweed.
Well, the Oprah interview with Meghan and Harry, okay, it's the biggest thing for a very long time, but what media you read? Because the US are very much Team Meghan, the UK sure. are just smashing everyone, as they do. Mm. This was Harry last night. This was a good thing to hear about the fact that he reckons he didn't blindside the Queen.
I've never blindsided my grandmother. I have too much respect for her.
And apparently her grandmother's been very supportive the whole time, which is great. Now, I just want to say that I was texting a friend of mine who's a behavioural psychologist, which is the best person to be telling you what they're seeing.
Wow.
And her point of view, she said that Meghan knows Harry's sore point, which is his mother's death.
Oh.
So she's working the victim role. Harry couldn't save his mother, but he can save his wife. So he can go into that role and save his wife, which he couldn't obviously do with his mother.
Wow.
And Meghan knows that because there was a lot of undertones of her playing the Princess Di card without being a royal, doing her royal duties as much as Diana really did.
Wow, because you did say that this is bending that way. Bridge.
1-300-925-666. What did you make of it, Jane, last night?
Well, for a start, guys, I didn't watch it. Not interested, don't care.
Oh,
get on with
you're
your
with
life,
me, Jane.
Sort of. I'm just not interested, but I have two things to say.
Mm.
First of all, just let's remember, one of those parties is a trained actress.
Oh, yeah.
Lights, camera, action. Mm. So we go, you know, hey, who knows? Is it a natural thing for her to go into actress mode? Don't know. Didn't watch it. Mm. But another thing, did they not leave the royal family because they just wanted to get on with their life? If they just want to get on with their life, don't go on Bloomin' Oprah for an international Bloomin' televised tell-all. And, of course, it's all one-sided because it's only their point of view or what they think or they feel. You know, it's all one-sided. So what, is the Queen going to do her rebuttal?
Ooh.
Honestly.
It is interesting.
Some things need to be left behind closed doors. If they've got family issues, they're not the only family in the world with issues.
Oh, no, trust me.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'd love to see is the Queen on Oprah.
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
Oh, bring that on.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, we've got
Jane, would you watch that?
Yeah.
Kelly in Palm Beach. Hello, Kelly. What do you think?
Well, first off, I think she deserves an Oscar.
It's two in a row.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and I just think it's disgusting what they're doing. I don't follow the royals, but, you know, I just think you're after money, you know, and I just think there's more important things happening in this world. You know, I've got a brother that's in Japan, that parts of Japan are in state of emergency.
That's right.
You know, like, get your priorities right, you know.
Yeah.
And then even saying, you know, about her son, you know, how dark is he going to be? Like, really? Do we need to play that card?
Hey, Kelly, is there plenty of snow still in Japan at the moment?
Kelly, I will say, did you notice how thick her American accent was last night? Yeah, right. She kept on saying right. But then when you see the clip of her when she was engaged, she's like, oh, Harry cooked me a chicken.
Who's she to say that his family's not perfect? Have a look at her family.
Oh, yeah.
I know, and that wasn't brought up, and that was disappointing.
No.
Why aren't you visiting your father? You're in the States. What's going on?
Well, we know last night you had a bit of a problem in your house, Flan.
Yeah, we sure did. If you just joined us, we're talking about the Meghan and Harry interview on Oprah, but I wanted to watch Maths because the sex expert, Alessandra, was coaching all the couples in how to get it on. And I thought, here's a chance for us to combine these two shows and end up with Harried at First Sight. So this is what it would sound like. We've got a couple of questions here from the sex expert that's going to get answered by Harry and Meghan.
How adventurous would you consider yourself to be, sexually speaking?
I will wait for my husband to join us and we can share that with you.
I actually think I heard that. I was flipping between the channels. That's what I picked up.
I'm feeling like we're combining ratings here into a juggernaut. And here's your final one.
How would you describe yourself as a lover?
I learned it very quickly. Right in front of the house, we just practiced.